Summary of the Aotearoa New Zealand Strategic Framework for Managing COVID-19. November 2023. Producers note, this document shows the New Zealand Government coat of arms and the logo of Manatu Hauora, Ministry of Health. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 19th of December 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. The COVID-19 pandemic has been a major worldwide event that has had huge health, social and economic impacts both nationally and internationally. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, our response to COVID-19 has evolved from seeking to eliminate the virus to the current situation of high levels of immunity, better access to antivirals, improved surveillance in diagnostics and open borders. COVID-19 is here to stay, for now. This creates its own challenges, especially as the virus is different from other flu-like illnesses. We need to build on the progress we've made so that our health system and communities are better prepared to respond to, and recover from, future outbreaks. As COVID-19 continues to change, so will our response to it. Purpose of this strategic framework. The Aotearoa New Zealand Strategic Framework for Managing COVID-19 builds on and replaces Aotearoa New Zealand's Strategic Framework for COVID-19 Variants of Concern and COVID-19 National Management Plan 2022. This new, single strategic framework outlines the outcomes we want to achieve and the priorities we will set for the long-term management of COVID-19. It focuses on managing COVID-19 as an everyday issue for our health system, with a clear and coordinated approach that provides a single source of direction for government action, clearly shows the government's priorities, sets up a long-term, coordinated response to future COVID-19 and other pandemic events. Te Tiriti o Waitangi and our COVID-19 response. Under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the government must protect and support Māori. Te Tiriti is at the center of this strategic framework. This includes a commitment to partnering with Māori to prepare for and manage COVID-19, supporting Tino Rangatiratanga decisions by Māori for Māori, and establishing services and community-led programs that reflect the needs and goals of Māori. Principles to guide our work around COVID-19. Our approach to managing COVID-19 is guided by two key principles. Equity. The strategic framework applies a fair and balanced approach to address underlying issues that make some populations more vulnerable to COVID-19. Proportionality. The public health measures applied are consistent with the risks different communities face from COVID-19. Outcomes and objectives. The overall aim is to help create Paiora healthy futures, where all New Zealanders live longer, healthier lives. Specifically, there are three outcomes we want to achieve. Outcome 1. Prepare. We are prepared for future waves and new variants of the virus. Our experience with COVID-19 has highlighted the importance of being prepared for the future. Key objectives to achieve this outcome. Vaccination. Vaccination protects against serious illness and reduces transmission. Knowledge. There is a broad understanding across our society of the virus, its impacts, and the effectiveness of our response. Resource. The resources and ability to respond to COVID-19 and scale up our response as needed are in place. Outcome 2. Manage. We will minimize the impacts of COVID-19 on our country and people. Key objectives to achieve this outcome. Transmission. Transmission is managed in proportion to the public health risk. Care. Treatment and care protect against serious illness and improve health outcomes. Wider impacts. Wider health, social and economic impacts are minimized. Outcome 3. Integrate. We strengthen and integrate resilience across our health system. We focus on a long-term management approach to COVID-19. This shifts Aotearoa New Zealand away from a state of emergency response, drawing on the lessons learned from and maintaining the skills and knowledge gained during the pandemic response. Key objectives to achieve this outcome. Transition. COVID-19 preparedness and response are part of our everyday health system. Decisions. Appropriate legal tools and decision-making frameworks are in place. Lessons. Lessons from COVID-19 are applied across the health system. Good communication about COVID-19 that reaches the communities it needs to, builds trust, and reduces misinformation is important for achieving all our key objectives and outcomes. Tools and measures we will use to manage COVID-19. We have many tools to manage the impacts and risks of COVID-19. These include community public health measures, border measures, and support for individuals and communities. To work out the best tools and measures to use in each case, decision makers will consider a range of factors, such as health factors, the effectiveness of specific tools or measures, proportionality, equity and territoriality or Waitangi considerations, and the social and economic consequences of specific measures. More information. You can find more information on the tools and measures we will use in the full strategic framework on the Manatu'u Hauora website at aicoms.nz/4248. The full strategic framework document at aicoms.nz/4248, where you can download Word or PDF versions in English and Te Reo. The past response to COVID-19 on the Unite Against COVID-19 website at aicoms.nz/5976. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 19th of December 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicoms.co.nz. Website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.